Greetings, everyone. I would like to start off by saying thank you for allowing us into your lives every week. Welcome to the Family Healing Breaking Cycles Podcast, your one-stop shop, the life, love, and family. Every week, we will touch on real-life topics from a family's perspective, of course. I am a family healing motivational coach, a mother of four, two kings and two queens. I'm also a sister mom of two kings and a grandmother of three and an auntie of two as well. As you will see, the more time we spend together, we have a unique family dynamic. The topics that we discuss are things that have made impacts on our family. And as we share our experiences, we hope to help other families break cycles as well. Let's get started. Greetings, family. I'm Tamika. I'm the mother, aka Dukes, like my oldest son calls me, and Tamini, like my oldest daughter calls me, and my youngest daughter calls me Nettie. If you ever saw The Color Purple at the end, you would know exactly why she calls me Nettie. Nettie Sue!
Good movie.
I'm in a room with my co-hosts, and I'll let them introduce themselves.
What up? This is Rynell, a.k.a. Nell, the oldest son, oldest brother.
Come on, Martia, get it together. Get yourself together. I'm recording. I ain't stopping.
I'm Martia, the oldest daughter, but you can call me Tia.
And I'm Jizzo.
Jizzy.
The youngest daughter.
And but what
my name Jizzle? Is Jasmine.
Oh, okay, there you go. They don't know what Jizzle is, I'm sure. So we back another week with our second topic, our second episode about generational cycles / curses. Last week we talked about, you know, what generational cycles were. And this week we're going to talk about respect. Now, respect by definition is a condition of being honored, esteemed, or regarded. This is in the dictionary. This is what it is. So we're just going to simplify and discuss what we feel like respect is. Now, for the most part, if you don't have this, in my opinion, you have nothing. I feel like everything is built on respect. Even if you go back in history, you'll see where if respect was implemented, that a lot of things would have been different. You can go all the way back in, I don't know, King Louis, the Bible, whatever it is that you believe in or you read, where you can see respect was not a factor. Respect has no gender. It doesn't have color. It doesn't have age. It doesn't have socioeconomic status. Everyone deserves respect. A dog deserves respect. So on the flip side, which I'm sure my children, a couple of them, are going to say is also earned. So this is a tug of war here. I feel like respect is respect, and they feel like respect is also earned. So we're going to get into it.
On my end, I guess I'm both ways. Respect is earned, but I give respect to anybody. I don't have to know you to respect you. So, but I'm going to get just the person that I am, so I don't have to know you to respect you. So I respect everybody. So if you don't respect me, and I know I gave you 100% respect, whatever, you know, happened after that is you can't say, oh, you never respected me or this, that, and third. Always gave respect to anybody I meet. Like you said, everybody deserves respect until, I guess, they give you a reason not to.
Yeah, I was just getting ready to ask you, is it a time frame on it? Because you said I'll give it to you until, you know, I was going to ask you, is it a point in time where you'll say, okay, you know what? Enough is enough.
Absolutely. Because I know I came into the relationship or the friendship or, you know, with the respect as a man to a man, definitely. Of course, I'm going to respect women, but man to man, we just talking men to men, I'm automatically going to respect you until you give me a reason not to respect you. So it's definitely a time limit on it in a sense, because somebody can respect you the first 5 years you know them, but then the next 5 years, they probably won't respect you anymore. So in a sense, it's a time limit to it.
No, go ahead.
But yeah, it's a time limit to it, but you just don't know what the time is.
That's true. And I would think, like, if you knew somebody for 5 years and they always respected you, then they didn't respect you anymore. That's a powerful statement, because there's a lot of factors there. Is it something that you did to not deserve it anymore? Or did they true colors just come out? But five years is a long time for somebody true colors to come out.
I think that's a... No, well, no, not really. Because a true color, you can be friends with somebody from high school, out of high school. But let's say you grew to a certain point and they stuck at a certain point. They can envy you, but in fact, they can not respect you no more. Or at least make it your fault because you elevated and they didn't. So now it's your fault that we're not friends no more, but we're not friends no more, or you don't respect me because I'm all the way over here and you still where we was at 4 years ago.
Oh, you mean like doing disrespectful things?
Right.
In a situation like that?
I guess in a sense I guess it all can start from maybe jealousy, mm-hmm. you know, envy or anything mm-hmm. because of what you doing that they're not doing, or people grow from each other. It don't necessarily have to mean you're not friends or nothing, but it depends on who you are, on how you take it. Because, mm-hmm. you know, I got plenty of best friends that I don't talk to every day. But when we talk, it's like we ain't never miss a beat.
Right.
But so then you got the ones that you ain't talk to every day. But then when you go to talk to them, something is off.
Right.
I'm experiencing that now.
Right. Right.
It's all, do you look back on it? Are you jealous of what I got going on and I'm not around you every day and I should be around you? Or some people gotta be on top. So if you had a person that was on top and then whoever, well, in his head, he was on top, but then you got a person that elevated over him. Now you are, you know, I guess going against the grain in his head.
So how would somebody like that not respect you? Like, where is it different ways? Like, I get what you're saying, but at what point is the disrespect?
They might show it in different ways. I don't think I can say what they might disrespect, but let's just say,
if you could give me an example of not okay, it don't have to be personal, but just
To me, like, let's just say, example, if let's take it to social media. So, if social media, say if, you know, if, you know, they post something and you comment on it and they ignore you, but a person comment right after you, but then they answer them. That's a form of disrespect in my eyes. I'm sure you saw what I said.
Right.
We fell off or don't talk as much as we did.
Right.
You don't want to answer me or acknowledge me. Now, the whole social media world can see that you ignored me, but answered four people after
him. It happens a lot. Yes.
So that's disrespect? Is that disrespectful?
Yeah. That's disrespectful.
It is disrespectful.
Because
in a way.
If you put a post up and then I comment on that post, but then Ronell comment after me, but you acknowledge Ronell, but you don't acknowledge me, and he put it up 2 seconds after me. So why are you going to respond to him but not me?
But so maybe they didn't want you to comment on the foot. Like, maybe they just didn't want you to comment on it. Like, what?
Why?
If you already know that we're not, like, you know, we're not cool like that for real, why are you commenting on my post?
Because it's not that we not cool. It's just a respect thing. We don't have to be cool, but you don't gotta let the whole world know that we're not cool. I'm still keeping it cordial. We grown.
Oh, so that's disrespectful?
Yes, because if I'm we don't have to be cool, but you should still acknowledge that I'm still acknowledging it. Like, somebody gotta be the bigger person. So we just gonna walk around 30, 40 years old.
So, what I'm saying, so if y'all, he was saying, like, if they already wasn't, like, they wasn't really feeling each other like that.
Yeah, right? But if they didn't, what if you don't know they're not feeling you? You assume you're still friends. That could be the first sign of a disrespect to me. Now, and Martia agreed that that's disrespectful to us. That's the way we're thinking. Okay. But then to y'all, it might not be disrespectful because they just didn't answer you. But to me, it's like,
you kind of like, you see my comment. I was the first one, and then you comment on the first.
Right,
you
kind of. That's what just me.
Disrespectful.
But to me, though, I'm speaking for myself.
Everybody, disrespect and respect is two different things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I would say that's just rude.
Disrespect is like hard.
Because how I comment first, but then you gonna say, oh, F what she said. Let me comment on what such and such said. I just put this 2 seconds ago. This little just commented this 3 seconds ago. So you seen mine before you seen hers.
Well, I'm just being rude.
I would say rude.
No, you're being disrespectful to me.
But that's the tug of war you just said about respect. Y'all see it as rude. We see it as disrespect.
Disrespectful.
So that's
at this point, since I see that you did that, I'm done with you.
Disrespect, I feel
you
like
you don't gotta worry about me saying that no more.
If they came on your post, like, came right at your neck, like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Trying to cut you out with something. That's disrespect to me.
I agree.
Like, you know what I'm saying? No, but if you trying to, if you piggybacking off a post or whatever, and you commented on it, and they, like, disregarded your comment and went to somebody else, I don't know. I don't think it's disrespect. I just think it's rude.
That's
you know
the
type
of war.
But yeah,
between
I get
two
it.
And us two.
Man, if you came on my neck, yeah, you being disrespectful. At this
I mean, it's all different levels of disrespect.
Yeah,
it go from 1 to 30.
Yeah. But yeah.
Respect is always going to be a tug of war. In everybody's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So, light skin, what's your take on disrespect? Or respect, however you want to.
I do feel like it's has to be earned, and I just, like you said, it's just the type of person that you are. I just give people respect. I don't have to know you. I'm respecting you by holding the door for you, and I see you coming.
Right.
I'm respecting you, you know, just by saying good morning because I just walked past you on the street, or we in the same area of the store, or whatever the case is. That's just me. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I feel like it is earned. But I don't know how to differentiate when does the earn come in. Now, the younger generation will say, older people think you're supposed to respect them all the time because they older. No, you still got to, you know, you still got to earn it. Just because you're older doesn't mean anything. That's why it's a tug of war. That's why I said this is the perfect tug of war, because I'm from a different generation and y'all from another generation.
Yeah. And I was
Martia is raising her hand for the people who can't see. Yes. So she, I guess she got something to say about that.
Because I feel like the elderly, they disrespectful too. You gonna hold the door for them, they look at you, don't say nothing, face balled up. So now next time when I see Mr. Johnson going to the Friday, I'm not holding the door for you.
Because
you disrespecting me. The elderly is disrespectful too. It's not.
No, but.
It's not just the young ones, because the younger, you know, you see older people, you was raised to respect your elders. You be like, hey, good morning. Don't say good morning. They just like this.
Mad face.
Yeah, mad
but
face.
I think
y'all
some,
can't see her. But
I think some older people don't know what they, because I don't know. Some
I get it when you in your mid to like the old timers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You got exclude that. But then you got the ones that's just miserable. They probably don't have nobody. So sometimes you do got to ignore it, but what if you having a bad day? But you still going out your way to make sure this senior citizen, you holding the door for them, but you having a bad day. You going through your own stuff, but you still trying to show them some type of respect. And look how they treat you. So what you supposed to do?
Mm-hmm. What you had to touch on? Was it the same thing?
Yeah, I was touching on the elderly or whatever.
Not being respectful or?
The fact that, not being respectful, but they expect respect from the younger generation, but they're not respectful at times. But
she said the perfect word, generation.
Sometimes, sometimes, they might have all time. They probably don't hear you when you saying bless you or something like that. Or, so sometimes, I don't know. I think it's like a 50-50 because sometimes they really probably don't be knowing. If you holding the door for them, yeah, they supposed, everybody supposed, say thank you or something like that. But sometimes it's different with older people because they're different. They're not,
That's why I knew it was going to be a tug of war because of the generational thing. Younger people, that's just how y'all feel. Older people feel like, okay, in my day, regardless of the fact, you still respected your elders or whatever the case is. I'm on the fence with that. I feel that way because I guess that's just how I was raised. And I could choose to feel how y'all feel, but I choose not to. I guess it also might come down to a choice. Y'all choose, and as generations go on, choices get made differently. I choose to say, okay, you're an older person that's disrespectful. Clearly, something's going on with you. Maybe you mad because you're getting older. Maybe you sick. Maybe you just got some news. Maybe you just a grumpy old person. And you know that old saying, the older you get, the grumpier you get. Or that old saying, he just a grumpy old man. As if every person that gets older is going to be grumpy. Now, I'm going to more so evaluate those things before I come to a conclusion and just say, oh, no, I'm not speaking to Mr. Johnson next week because he's disrespectful. Whereas so your generation is going to say, no, I spoke to you 3 times in a row. You didn't speak. You got the mad face on like I did something to you. So I'm not speaking to you next time. It was a choice.
Yeah, so I was just about to ask you, what do a younger person, do in that situation with an older person?
It would have to be a choice. You would have to choose to say, you know what? I know I didn't do nothing to him or her. I know I have nothing to do with why they got the mad face on. So I'm going to continue on being me, and I'm going to continue on speaking, and I'm going to continue on holding doors because it has nothing to do with me. It's about a choice. And we get into that. We're not going to, touch on that too much because I think choices is the next episode. Mm-hmm. And it's just what you're choosing to do at the time. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm saying I knew it was going to be a tug of war because I know how, when we've had these conversations before, I know how, especially how Martia think in that situation. That's how Rynell think and how you think. That's how I knew it was going to be a tug of war.
Yeah, I just think respect is just generally...
Respect is due to adult.
That's true.
Respect is due to my cat.
And if you don't...
And if you
not that cat.
My cat is a problem. Because she's a part of our family.
Okay.
And why she not on the spot? And I want the whole world to know not because... My niece. When we do the video, she will be in my bed.
Don't put that cat okay, in this video. Powers. But respect is due. I feel like respect is a deep, respect is deep. Like that word.
That word holds a lot of weight. I'm telling you. I think respect and communication are neck and neck. I was trying to figure out which one was, most important, which one was more powerful. And I, after, looking at definitions and situations and, doing research and stuff, personal journeys and things like that, I really feel like they kind of neck and neck.
Because they both hold a lot of
weight. Yeah, I think they kind of neck and neck. I used to think communication. I'm like, communication is key for everything, But now it's like when you think about it.
Now, how do one earn the respect versus you already giving it to them?
I think that would depend on the situation, the relationship, or whatever the case is.
Now, when you say earn, do you say you're not respecting that person and that's why they have to earn it? Or you respect that person and they have to keep it?
You respect that person and they have to keep it. Well, that's how I look at it. Some people, everybody is different. But me, I'm automatically going to give you my 100% respect from the period. I'm going to respect you first. But if you're not respecting me,
that's a good question. No respect. So let's just pick anything, a romantic relationship. Mm-hmm. I'm respecting you in this moment, you know, all moments in this relationship, I'm respectful. Now, you're disrespectful with your behavior, some things you might do. And I might put up with it because, you know, I love you or whatever. So you might do something real disrespectful, whatever that might be. Now, I'm aware. Now, I'm paying attention. So in order for this to progress, if that's what I choose to do, now you have to earn my respect back. Or on the other hand, I'm in this relationship. There's mutual respect there, but we're both working together to keep the respect. Because once you lose respect from some, especially in a romantic relationship, once the respect is gone, I only can speak from a woman's point of view. Once the respect is gone, it's a wrap. You might as well say it's over. Stop holding on to something that'll never be. Because at the end of the day, once I don't respect you anymore as a man, lots of things come after that.
That's a whole nother topic for another episode on that one, too.
Yeah, sure is.
So, the earning is only if you lost it, is when you earn respect. Not.
It depends on the situation. Because I could say in a working environment that I've earned the respect that I get because the way I treat people. Mm-hmm. So, I think it's all about the choices and the situations that you're talking about, where earned would come in at. I could be the president. I have to earn the respect of the people. I could be a priest or a preacher. I have to earn the respect of my congregation. I'm not just going to walk in the pulpit and think you're going to automatically respect me. No, I have to do things like service and, whatever it is, preachers or priests or whatever affiliation, whatever they do to earn the respect of their congregation. So it depends on the situation where it's earned. So
you still come out, you come into the situation with your 100% respect.
Every situation you come in with respect.
That's what I'm saying. Now, you don't just disrespect them first and think they, you know what I'm saying, you trying to earn their respect.
You come into it with respect, and then the chips fall where they may as time go on. And as the relationship,
well, that's how we think.
That's how I think. Yeah, that's everybody doesn't think. Some people really think, no, I don't know you. I'm not respecting you. You gotta give me a reason to respect you. Can I say that's wrong? I can't. I'm not here to say whether it's right or wrong. I'm just here to say without it,
it's a
problem.
And all I could think of is R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
So, does anybody else have anything else to say on this topic of respect?
I have just one question. And it's just the one answer that said we don't have to get in the whole dialogue. Just a quick question.
Right.
Would you, light skin, rather respect or loyalty? Just one answer.
It's hard.
Cause you know I was about to go in, right?
Yes. We can leave it at that.
But without respect, you don't have loyalty. Cause if I don't respect you, I'm not gonna be loyal to you.
Good answer. Jizzy.
I have to touch on that. Yep. Without respect, there's no loyalty. But I don't know. I think loyalty holds a lot of weight from the period. Like, loyalty is
everything. So you would pick both then, in a sense?
Yeah, in a sense, I would pick both. Yeah.
Right, I'll take that answer.
Yeah, I'll pick both.
Both? I'm going to go with both also.
I got my reasons why. But we'll use that on another topic.
I bet you do.
Yeah, we can bring it back up.
I bet you do.
For sure.
Okay, well, again, family, I would like to thank you for letting us into your lives, if only for this small moment. We really do appreciate it for this, you know, small period of time. You could be anywhere else listening to anyone else, but you decided to spend time with us. So until next time, talk to you soon.
Deuces.
We would like to thank our sponsors, KKP Vending, for all your vending needs. If you need a vending machine at your location, you can call them at 267-407-7678. And also Lounge 21, 1639 South 21st Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19145. And you can also follow them on Instagram at Lounge_21. And stop by our Facebook page and say hello, Family Healing Breaking Cycles. And also, if you need to email us at familyhealingbreakingcycles79@yahoo.com with any feedback or suggestions.